Good morning, everyone. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Amen. So Easter is all about power. So we're going to think about power for a few minutes now. Now, Ollie showed us some powerful superheroes. And we saw some demonstrations of power on the stage from Amelie. We look at the world, we see lots of examples of power, don't we? We see powerful engines, for example, on Orion, in space right now. The Artemis II mission heading for the moon. Those engines are unbelievably powerful. We see powerful athletes. I don't know whether you guys watch The World's Strongest Man at Christmas or something like that. Unbelievably strong and powerful. Powerful technology like AI, powerful world leaders. So much power at their fingertips like Donald Trump. But Jesus showed us a power that's far, far greater than any of these types of power or any other power that we see in our world. Because there's no greater power than his power over death. When he rose again from death, when he came forth from the tomb. And that power, the power of the risen Jesus, is not just for us to kind of look at and admire, although we do. That power is a power for us to experience. It's a power that can affect our lives. We're going to find out how. First of all, Jesus' power gives us supernatural transformation. Now, it's amazing when we see transformation, isn't it? Now, boys and girls, my wife, Claire, she works at a nursery. And one day they got a delivery, okay? It was a box. And they took it inside and they opened it and there were lots of eggs, okay? And they carefully took all the eggs out, put them in, they incubated them, put them in a warm place, and nothing happened. And nothing happened. And they just stayed as eggs. They didn't look very impressive. But then one day, there was an amazing transformation. The eggs hatched into ducklings. It was very beautiful. And they grew, of course, into ducks. Complete transformation. You've got this egg that just sits there and looks inert and not alive at all. And then life comes forth. Transformation is amazing, isn't it, when we see it? Well, Jesus died on the cross. He was put in the tomb. And then by the supernatural power of God, he was transformed from death to life. We see this power in verse 2. And we see it all through the Easter story. But it kind of introduces us to this power in verse 2. You've got the earthquake, powerful thing. You've got the angel, powerful. He's rolled that massive stone away. Jesus, later on, of course, comes forth. And actually, we also read in the Gospels that when Jesus rose, there was a power burst so big that some other dead people in that area also came to life. Power is stupendous. But here's the thing. God's power can affect us. That power of Jesus coming back from the dead can be experienced by us. The stone was rolled away. God's power could come into your life and roll stones away from your life too and take you out of the darkness and emptiness of guilt and shame and spiritual death and give you new life, life from God, the risen life of Jesus. God's power can supernaturally transform us. You know there's nothing that you've done, no sin, past, present or future, that has more power than God's power to forgive you and transform you, to forgive me and transform me. That is the message of Easter. This power can utterly transform us because when we trust in Jesus, we say, yes, I believe in you. I believe that you died and rose again. We get transformed. The Bible describes us as becoming new creations. We get totally forgiven of all of our sin. We're part of a new family. God becomes our Father. Jesus becomes our brother. Holy Spirit becomes our helper. And the Holy Spirit lives in us. There is a supernatural transformation within. And God's transforming power through the Spirit makes us into new people with new purpose and new priorities and new relationship with God. God becomes our friend, our Father, our King. That power, the same power that raised little Jesus, is transformational power and can transform us. But also, we can experience power over death. Have you ever been afraid? Boys and girls, adults? I have. I still am. Quite often, actually. Perhaps you're afraid of the dark. Perhaps you're afraid of certain people at school who aren't very nice. Certain teachers, maybe. Perhaps you're afraid of the future. Maybe you're afraid of failing. I think we all have our own different things that we're afraid of. But universally, I think all of us are afraid of death. That's our biggest fear, of our own death and of the people we love dying. But at Easter, we remember that by rising from the dead, Jesus has power over death. He defeated it. He broke his power by being released from it. By rising from that tomb, in Matthew 28, we're told by the angel and by Jesus, do not be afraid. Because of Jesus' power over death, we don't have to be afraid of death or of what will happen after death. Instead, we can know that just as Jesus died and rose from death and went to heaven, if we trust in Jesus, we too, yes, we'll die, but we can know that we will rise and go to be with Jesus in heaven as well. That power over death that was proven beyond doubt by the resurrection takes away our fear of death and our fear of what might happen to us after death. It completely takes it away. We know that it's going to be all right. We know it's going to be okay because of the risen Jesus. Power over death. But also, we can experience power from Jesus being with us. It's really nice when you're facing a challenge to have somebody strong and powerful with you, isn't it? Wonder whether that's ever happened to you. The church I worked at before I came here, church just down the road, and Carey Baptist Church, they bought a pub next to the church and they made it into a community centre. So they no longer sold alcohol, but they opened it to the community. So anyone could just walk in off the street, and I was in charge of that. And one day, lots of people from the community were in there. And then these two guys, big, strong guys, were in there. And they started arguing, and it looked like they were going to have a fight. And I was thinking, oh no, how am I going to calm them down and get them out of here? I had a friend with me, a guy called Ross. He was an apprentice. I knew he was strong and powerful because he played rugby. Great respect for anyone who plays rugby. You've got to be a strong, powerful person. But he helped me together, mostly him. We calmed them down, got them outside, and there wasn't a fight, and everything was okay. I was so grateful to have him with me that day. You know, the risen Lord Jesus told his disciples, "Then surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Jesus was with his disciples when he rose from the dead, and he is still with his followers now. With Christians, with people who trusted in him, and he's with us by his Spirit as we face challenges and as we face difficulties. He's with us through them. You know, the disciples were so scared after Jesus died, they were hiding away. But when they saw Jesus, they became full of joy and full of courage. Read that in John chapter 20, on the evening of that first day of the week. When the disciples were with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed in them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." They went from being really scared, from hiding behind locked doors, not daring to come out, from being bold and courageous and full of joy and full of peace. That's what Jesus does. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He's with us. Power from the Holy Spirit drives away our fear and gives us peace, joy and courage, so that we no longer controlled by fear, we experience the joy of God in us, inside us, and through us. I wonder, are you fearful? Do you feel powerless? Do you need peace? Do you want joy? Jesus offers us power through his Spirit. So we become courageous, we experience peace, and we know real, true, deep down, lasting joy. We'll still have difficulties and challenges, for sure, absolutely. But the Spirit will give us courage to face them. Jesus will accompany us through them. have God's power to overcome our challenges and difficulties, and we'll know God's peace in that. That's wonderful, isn't it? That Jesus didn't just stay dead and can't know him anymore. We can know him and know his power through our lives, especially when we're facing difficult times. So I want to finish by asking you this question. Will you recognize Jesus for who he really is? In the Gospel of Luke in chapter 24, there's a really interesting thing. There were some disciples and they were going for a walk, and they knew that Jesus had been crucified and died. They didn't know he'd risen from the dead yet, and they were talking about it amongst themselves. And suddenly Jesus joins them, but they don't recognize him. And he asks them, "Who are you talking about?" And they say, this is in Luke 24:19. About Jesus of Nazareth. He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. Later on, in verse 31, Jesus talks to them and stuff. And then later on, we read this. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. Will you recognize Jesus for who he really is? This Easter, what's keeping you from recognizing him? He's the powerful, risen Saviour. He loves you. He lived for you and died for you and rose for you. He wants to forgive your sins and be your friend and give you hope and help you through life and let you know and experience his power. All you have to do is accept him and trust him and follow him. Will you do that? Today, if you want to do that, you can do it right now. You can do it today. I'm just going to pray a prayer, and if you want to follow Jesus, pray in your heart with me. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you that you died, but you rose from the dead. Thank you for your power that means I can be forgiven. That means when I die, I too will rise and be with you in heaven. I trust you, Jesus. I want to follow you. I love you. I pray in your name. Amen.